Blast off.
Blog Talk Radio.
I see it playing. I see it over there playing.
I see it too.
I mean, do you see? We don't know what's going on, people.
Little old-fashioned karma coming down. No. Well, that's weird.
Let me see if I can. Usually, though,
when it starts on its own, I don't see it on the screen. It does it automatically.
Right. And I'm like you,
that's
Jolene. Let's play it.
Sorry, folks.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Tea Pot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. The board is Mr. Hub. I mean,
that's all right.
I seen it playing, Jolene, just like when we hit it to play.
I know.
But I couldn't hear it.
I did too. Same
you
here.
Know, you know, it's like, hey, I don't know what happened there. So maybe we might have to stop it and hit it. I mean, because that's all I done. I stopped the button and hit it again. It's like, okay, I don't know. Yeah, you've definitely got a board problem, Blog Talk Radio. They told me that when I dialed in today. We've got a board problem. They said, you know, we're unable to let you call in to be on the show today, so you'll have to call back later. And I'm thinking, later? Oh, no, dude. Don't, you know, but I don't really sweat it because I know we're not going to miss it if I have to even play a rerun show. You know, we can do that. We'll still hit 420. We might not be live, but we've only had to do that one time. We've only had one rerun show. Remember that, Jolene? We just could not get on. Nobody could get on. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Let's hope, you know, you just never know. You never know what's going to happen, especially when we are here 7 days a week. Welcome to the show to my beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene. How are you, Miss Jolene?
Hi, Codesta. I'm doing okay. We'll make it. We'll make it.
Yeah, we're going to make it 30-minute shows, and it doesn't take long to do a 30-minute show. So we're going to get started with our birthdays. I actually tried to upload the birthday song, and I guess I've completely deleted it out of the whole file because I've got a file for all this audio. I wasn't even in the audio, and I was like, oh, no, now I got to download it again. But we'll get our birthday song back up there. Maxine Curtis, Gayheart, happy birthday to you. Wade Fignilo, I'm sorry, Fignilo. Wade, I'm sorry I couldn't get your name out there. Mitchell Collins, little Mitchell is my cousin, so happy birthday to you. Matthew Roy Roth, happy birthday. Tony Wolf, happy birthday. Olivia Garcia, Joseph H. Barber, happy birthday to you, and happy birthday to Larry Lewis. That is my Facebook friends and family birthday. Miss Jolene, do you have to have any?
No, I don't have any today. And I'm going to have to go on mute for a while, Coldest.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay, later.
Famous birthdays, Jay Leno. Jay Leno is 66 years old, so happy birthday to Jay Leno. James Monroe was born in 1758, passed away in 1831. He was the fifth U.S. president. Day in history, on this day in 1945, oh man, Benito, B-E-N-I-T-O, M-U-S-S-O-L-I-N-I, was executed. Now, I have no idea, but it was something special to be in the history books that this guy got executed. I mean, man, I feel like we've got executions going on everywhere. Question of the day. We had several people chime in on the question of the day today. On the question of the day, it was, can marijuana use by pregnant women harm their unborn babies? And the very first person to comment on that was Jeff Campbell down there in Georgia. Jeff says they say yes, but I don't believe it does. He says it's just not a harmful substance. It's not a drug. It's a herb. Thank you, Jeff. John Birnbach, he's with the Cannabis Industry Museum. I can't think. Damn, I always forget, John. You need to add that on there. He says no reliable studies have been done on this important subject. Another reason to deschedule cannabis so real research can be done to determine these things and other things even more important. Then we got Miss Pioneer Paula that chimed in, and I see that she's actually up on the show with us. Hang on just a minute, Paula. Pioneer Paula says, well, I smoked cannabis while pregnant and nursing 6 of my 7 children. Did not hurt them. They are all beautiful, intelligent, gifted children. And yes, they are. There's one son I think I ain't met. I don't know. We'll bring Paula up. Welcome to the show, Pioneer Paula.
Hey, I got one birthday.
What Dimitri's, is your birthday, Paula?
Dimitri's Goldyz. He's in Germany. Happy birthday. And there was a study done in France back in the late 70s or 80s where they studied pregnant women and that smoked pot. And I've got this book from, it was in the book, Lester Greenspoon's first book, The Forbidden Medicine. And the study did show that the babies of mothers who smoked pot were more alert, more healthier, and were more intelligent. So, yeah, there was a study done, but it was in France way back when.
Well, great. Jeff Campbell chimed in again. He said, I just spoke to a friend yesterday about this, and she smoked with all three. They are all smart, make A's. One is ahead a year. And she says smoking is why, and they're good looking kids. He says so it's a win-win. Henry Fox says, I don't really know the answer to this, but it seems to me cannabis is good for you. So what you ingest is ingested by the baby in the womb. So my conclusion, without scientific data, that no, cannabis will not harm the baby. Instead, it will benefit the unborn child as well as the mother. Thank you so much, Henry, for chiming in there.
And
I appreciate
THC
you guys.
And breast milk, too. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Naturally,
we have
not.
Right. Then John Birnbach, I think I'm saying his name right. Birnbach, is that how y'all say his last name? Birnbach, you know. I'm just saying it should be investigated. It was used as a birthing aid in years gone by. I doubt any harm is done, and it is possible that it would be great. We just don't really know, and the FDA and DEA and Big Pharma, that doesn't want us to know. Miss Jolene says, great replies from each of you, and I agree with all of them. So absolutely, I do too. And Paula, she chimed in there, and they said, guess the answer, this is the answer they give us. The answer is there is inconclusive information on this issue that makes a definite impossible answer. I said, well, hell, I'll take that. I like that. At least you ain't saying, oh, no, there's absolutely proof and da-da-da-da that, you know, yes, it does, and, you know, and it causes deformities and, you know, but no. They say there's no conclusive information that they can, you know, have a possible answer for. You know, they haven't got, you know, So, yeah, it can't be proven so far. Just like it can't be proven that it's ever killed anybody. You know?
Well, Christina, my valedictorian chemical engineer, she was valedictorian of Marshall County High School. She was also the valedictorian of the Chemical Engineering Department of UK, University of Kentucky. And she says, Mom, don't you think, how about the hard work and study, and maybe that contributed some too, you know? And it's like, well, maybe, but I still say the pot's the reason y'all are so smart. But they did study in a study car, but maybe they gave them the attitude, you know, not, you know, maybe that gave them the incentive to study. Because I read to them when I was pregnant, too, and they listened to Willie when I was pregnant.
Right. You know, I mean, I was talking to a girl earlier, and she said, you know, we were talking about how, you know, I mean, she says, like, the hardcore Baptists and the hardcore, real hardcore Pentecostal people, you know, that they're just really, you know, it's just a deadly thing, and that, you know, and they just think it's just such a deadly thing to do. And she's like, how do you educate these people? And I said, well, my thing is okay, God created it, and are you trying to say God made a mistake? I didn't think he made mistakes. I mean, maybe I'm messed up here, but God made it. It's a seed. There's some reason it's here. I mean, I'm not saying what the answer of what it's really here for, but I mean, hell, I'm not saying where it's harming us. I mean, I'm not seeing all these deaths and people falling over like, you know, some kind of epidemic, but you are with this heroin. We're saying that with the heroin.
The only way you die from pot is when the DEA shoots you.
We're seeing this also with alcohol. I mean, you know, we're seeing how it's just really alcohol is just destructing the homes, but yet all of our legislators all across the United States are in the alcohol business. You know, and I would have to say that Kentucky's been probably corrupt from the get-go of a state because of the alcohol that's been made in this state and produced.
Governor was corrupt. Our first governor was corrupt. It's in the new history of Kentucky. It talks about the first governor was corrupt. So there you are.
We've got a bunch of callers there on the line, ain't we? Let's see. Who is that? Caller Michael Kane, do you want to be on live on the radio, or are you just calling in to listen?
Hello there. This is Michael Kane.
Oh,
hello.
Welcome to the show, Michael Kane.
What's your favorite TV show?
I don't think I've got one.
Mine is Game of Thrones. Oh, I love Game of Thrones, and I can't wait for the newest season.
I love Game of Thrones, too.
Oh!
Yes, I'm a big fan.
I do have one complaint, though. The Khaleesi has stopped showing her breasts.
You know?
I don't know. I've never seen it. I mean, evidently, Ms. Charmaine knows exactly what you're talking about.
I deserve to spend my Sunday night seeing those big naturals.
They show all kinds of things on there, Cold Dust. But it's really good. It's good. Though.
I was in
it's
Children
really
of
good.
Men, The Kingsman, and at least four other films.
I'm an actor.
Can you tell us where you're from?
England.
England. Oh, how cool!
Khaleesi's tits are not too big and not too small.
It's true.
Well, I don't know. I'll have to watch it. I've never seen it.
The Khaleesi wants to see more male nudity. Fuck that. It's not Game of Boners.
Well, I'd rather it be Game of Boners. I'm not really, you know, into boobs. I've got a
I've
nice
seen enough
of my
of
own.
The last three lifetimes, thank you very much.
Okay.
She says she doesn't want to show her tits anymore, but I say, the cat is out of the bag, sweetheart.
That's for sure. Sounds like it.
Sure, I can always go back to season one, but I want to see current titties.
Well, hang in there. Maybe they'll come around.
One time, I was stroking my wood to her breasts, and they cut to the fucking midget right when I came.
Oh, so what, you don't like him?
Oh, I'm sorry. That was offensive. I meant to say, I shot hot cum on my chest and face when I saw that vertically challenged little person.
Wow. We surely turned into
a prankster. You have a prankster,
no,
you know.
It's not a prank, no.
I like tits and dragons, but mainly just the tits.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Michael Caine. We've got to go on with our show. Call us back at another time. It's been nice.
That'd be great.
It's been nice talking to you. Thank you so much. Oh, my.
Yeah, he's a big prankster.
That was fun. Like I say, Jarlene, you have to remind me what the name of that show is. I've never seen it. I'm sure my children know.
Yeah, probably do.
I bet we don't get it on our rabbit ears, though, Codust.
Oh, no, it's HBO. It's HBO.
Okay, yeah. I got rabbit ears. Sorry.
The rabbit ears can handle the tits and the boner.
Okay. I got some shout outs. Wow. Barbara Wolf, big shout out to Barbara. Jared Alway up there in Seattle, Washington. Marijuana is safer than alcohol. Big shout out to you. John Kalawinski up there in Erie, Pennsylvania. Big shout out to you. Misty Smith down there in Hazard, Kentucky. Thank you so much, Misty. April Davis out there in Missouri, big shout out to you. Rosanna, I can't even say your last name, but big shout out to you. Miss Jolene, as always. Pioneer Paula, Hank, the love of my life, and Michael Caine, 1933 from England. Thank you so much, and thank you to the person. Can I get some shout outs? Yes, the person. Larvis the dog giving a shout out too. Yes, the person why this, you can do some shout outs. Just type them up in the chat box and we will do your shout outs for you also. But now don't it's like, wow, we expect anything today. Boards messed up, they say, but wow, thank you so much, like I say, for calling in. Man, we got 2 minutes. Are you about ready, Paula?
Yes, I've been waiting all day.
All day. Let's do the weather. The weather today. Oh, my. It's actually been rainy on and off, and, I mean, sunny, you know what I'm saying? It's like, man, I mean, it's been sort of crazy here today. I mean, but now the sun's blazing back out again, you know. I see the cold truck. It's 78 and partly cloudy. So, I mean, it's nice. It's nice. And Miss Jolene, what is the weather where you're at?
Oh, it is 39 degrees and light rain.
Oh, wow. That sucks.
Yeah, Jim has snow where he was. And he's just like 45 minutes away from me, but he had snow.
Oh, wow. Pioneer Paul, what is it where you're at?
78 and sunshine, and we had the storms last night. They played havoc down here.
Well, Rusty Trombone, big shout out to you. Shay Verbees, V-E-R-B-E-A-V. Finn Gerbang. Plea Torres, all avid listeners, Beeve. There you go. That's from YDIS. YDIS to all the people out there. That big shout out from the Gatewood Legacy Radio. And he is typing more. We're going to actually have to take a break, though, because it's 5 o'clock somewhere, but it's 4:20 here by Don Miller out of Doylestown, Tennessee, and Pat Riley, and we're going to be back in 2 minutes and 26 seconds. It's that time, Paula. Take us away, Miss Jolene.
I'm ready.
puff, puff, pass, everybody.
They're getting off of work. I'm getting on my boat. Right now it's happy hour. I'm lighting up a smoke. The world keeps turning, and I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and 4:20 here. I learned a long time ago, for me, alcohol is not the buzz of my choice. I'll have a smoke while you have a beer. Toast and cheer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. Now Willie told me, here's all I know. You can die from stress. I learned to let it all go. Lost a state of mind, and that was fear. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today.
Yeehaw! What a badass, badass little song. Badass little song. Harry P. Nitz, K-N-I-T-Z, Diddle, M-C-K-R-A-K, because I can't say these people's name, and Jack Goff. I can say Jack's last name, Jack Goff. Big shout out to y'all from YDS that is in the chat box with us that's typing away. Only 7 minutes left in the show. 7 minutes. We're actually only doing 30-minute shows for a while. And I want to thank everybody that's been in the chat room, everybody that's called in. If we didn't get to you, maybe you can call back tomorrow and we can get to you. 7 minutes doesn't give us much time. I know we've got an area code up on there. Man, I don't even know what state that is.
Are you talking about 205?
Yeah.
I see that too.
205 area code, you are in Alabama. Please call us back tomorrow. Is how you say this, why this? Oh, Mick Crack. Mick Crack is how, Diddle Mick Crack. And I'm on hold, ladies. Why this says that he's on hold. Thank you, YDS. Thank you so much. Are you saying you're 205, YDS? Probably is. As far as the news, I don't know any news events. Paradise, they're taking people today at Paradise. Paradise is starting tomorrow. It's the April the 28th to May the 1st in Pomeroy, Ohio. That is at 39825 State Route 684 Pomeroy, Ohio. The Michigan people got there this morning. There's also a charity seed for deeds online auction that's going on. I don't know what that's about, but I guess people trying to distribute their seeds out. Enlightened Strange Link, Dark Rain, 13 High, tomorrow at Union Street Brick Church, 126th Street, Bangor, Maine. That's for, thank you, Scott. Thank you so much, Kate. That's a long way from me. The vessel is going to be at the Brick Alley tomorrow night at 325 St. Clair Street in Frankfort, Kentucky. Then you've also got Shadowlands April Edition. That is going to be Friday and Saturday at 1392 South 2nd Street in Louisville, down there in Louisville. Thank you, Miss Misty, for that big invite. Born Cross-Eyed is going to be at Cosmic Charlie's tomorrow at 388 Woodland Avenue in Lexington. Love those folks. I'm looking forward to going up there. I'm fixing to go see Jelly Row. I'm going to go see Jelly Row on May the 12th, I think, up there. Then there is Riding the Pain Away with Stephanie Mojica. It's going to be at 309 North Ashland Avenue, Suite 180 in Lexington. And then there is the Lima's Wake Saturday at 1 at Lincoln Park, Swanee Street in Lima, Ohio. The Lima's Wake, Wake the Massive March. That's from the anonymous people in Ohio. And then also on Saturday from 6 to 8 in Berea at the Kentucky Guild of Artists and Craftsmen, they're having Yes, You Make a Beautiful Hat. So I guess they're getting ready to make the hats for the Derby. So if you're wanting to make a hat and things, there's a thing there where they can help you make a hat thing. Can I put an announcement or two in for All Green Valley, Arizona?
Mm-mm.
What's All Green Valley? What is that, Jolene?
No. Don't you see what they've been writing on there? Let them write it down. You'll announce it.
No. Oh, yeah. I haven't got time for that. I only got 2 minutes left in the show. April the 30th, Saturday at 7. Possum Trop Speed Shop, Cornet Engineering, 699 Crawford Road, Clearfield, Kentucky. Possum Trot is having a bonfire, $5 go for the porta potties and musicians for gas, $10 camping fee to be paid to the blind possum's daddy for camping fee of the land. And they're saying looks like rain for sure. So they may have to move the jams to the shack and studio. And if you're coming, be prepared for rain. Potluck and breakfast, bring stuff. Okay, I won't. And then there is also one more thing. Tom at Flappers, Saturday at 9, and that's at Flappers Bar and Grill in Mount Vernon, Ohio. And that's all I see. So I want to thank everybody again. Thank you, Pioneer Paula.
I got a shout out.
My wife. Do it right fast. Do it.
I want to thank Governor Bevin for vetoing the real ID at the last minute. I want to thank him for that. And he's still in Germany, so I'm glad he's on, you know, he was on top of it.
Right. Right. Wow. God bless everybody. Everybody have a good evening. We'll be back tomorrow with another show. Miss Jolene's going to take us away. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
Fashion karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
Oh, it really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.